Be Still and Know, a compilation.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. This verse from Psalm 46 proclaims the power and security of God. While the threat the psalmist faced is not mentioned specifically, it seems to relate to the pagan nations and a call for God to end the raging war. When we are still and surrendered to God, we find peace, even when the earth gives way, the mountains fall, verse 2, or the nations go into an uproar and kingdoms fall, verse 6. When life gets overwhelming and busyness takes precedence, remember Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Run to him, lay down your weapons, and fall into his arms. Acknowledge that he is God and that he is exalted in the earth. GotQuestions.org Recently, I had been pondering what we are all going through in the present state of uncertainty. So many seem so restless, so anxious, and so many Christians just seem so very agitated. Psalm 46:10 spoke to our souls, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." We learn here that the way to have peace of heart and mind in this raging world is to know that God is on his throne. While I sought the Lord's guidance for the sermon on this text one early Sabbath morning, our youngest son stirred from his sleep. Still learning to calm himself, he was up and anxious. I greeted him at his door during his "I'm mad at the world" toddler dance, and led him to calmly repeat, "Dada," after me. He immediately settled down while we hugged. Next, I rocked him as I cradled his bottle of milk against his cherub cheeks. His tense arms and legs quickly relaxed, and he began to breathe heavy. I then laid him next to me on the couch while I worked on my laptop. As usual, he first scanned the scene to ensure I was still there, and that is all he needed to know to be still and rest his little eyes again. It is the same for you and me with our Heavenly Father. We need to know that God, who needs no sleep, is always there and has it all under control as we know his still small voice and relax in his calming, comfortable, protective presence. As my son was able to be still knowing me, so may we be still, knowing God. The psalmist wrestles with all the frightening, unsettling, disturbing aspects of life, such as weather and war, the kinds of chaos that can spook the best of us and send us running for the hills. Instead, we need to look to the hills and know where our help comes from: God. Being still is taking refuge from the storm in God himself. In Psalm 46:10, knowing God is in control is to leave room to sense his kingly presence around you and with you, so that his peace is within you. It is having an ability to appreciate that God will be exalted everywhere and in everything, including all the things that rock your world. And this is your chief end, to glorify him. Pray God glorifies himself in your present trials and that you will find stillness in His presence. Grant Van Leeuwen. Have you ever felt alone and helpless, too numb to pray, and wondered why God was not showing up when you needed Him the most? It's easy to feel abandoned when we're struggling to make sense of our circumstances. My strong and unshakable Sunday morning faith can easily fall to pieces the second life feels out of control. In these moments, I can choose to either seek pity or seek God. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13, God says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Notice it doesn't say, "You will find me when searching your own thoughts," or "You will find me when you have all the information." But in our "Where is God?" moments, as our minds struggle to comprehend difficult circumstances, maintaining the right perspective feels impossible. Our minds seek answers, while our hearts shout, "Seek God." Children seek out their parents when they're alone or scared. They run as fast as they can, longing to be wrapped up in the safety and comfort of loving arms. This is exactly how God wants us to run to Him the moment our world feels out of control. The presence of the Lord never leaves us, but we must choose to be present with Him. Being present with the Lord in my time of need looks like reflecting on truths from His Word, taking time to be still and know that He is God. I can take refuge in the knowledge that the Lord Almighty is my fortress. His promise never to leave me nor forsake me means I don't have to feel afraid or alone. I will always find God when I shift my focus from myself to my Savior, when I give my hurt to my healer, when I put my circumstances in the hands of my Creator. Friend, God is always right where you are. Amber Booth. Psalm 16, verse 8 says, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." He's near. He is at our right hand. He's within speaking distance, but we will never see Him when we are too busy to notice Him. We'll not hear the voice of the Lord, for that's heard only in quiet waiting on Him, in a holy hush, when you can have the time to disentangle His voice from the many voices about you. It is a very still, small voice and isn't often heard on the run. There is an old saying that the dew never falls on a stormy night. So the sweetness of Christ's presence is rarely found by nervous souls in the feverish rush. But the dew of heaven and the choicest blessings fall on that soul that gets quiet and waits for His presence. I think He may stand today with arms outstretched, saying, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. And that other wonderful verse we quote so often, "In quietness and confidence shall your strength be." Isaiah 30, verse 15. Listen, my friend, life will always be a long round of rush and activity and feverishness without a personal relationship with the majestic Christ. He alone can bring that peace, rest, and quiet to the heart if you'll only stop and let Him. God bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you. Virginia Brandt Berg. Dear Lord, I want each day that comes to share some part with Thee, where I can sit at Thy dear feet and hear Thee speak to me, a place where I can turn aside and leave the cares of life, where I can get the strength I need to banish storm and strife, a quiet, holy, trysting place where Thou to me canst give the very blessing that I need. Here would I rest and live. Trysting Place by Martha Grenfell.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.